Good afternoon, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie wants nothing more than to bring a Super Bowl title to Philadelphia. As we sit just 3 days away from the season opener, Lurie offers a preview of what he wants to see from the team and quarterback Carson Wentz in 2017.
My expectation with Carson is he will be better in year two than year one. He'll be significantly better in year three than year two. And he'll be significantly better in year four than year three. That's where we're at. The difference in records of the teams with all those, you can research it yourself. But it typically, I think, is how terrific do you surround them? And, you know, you have young quarterbacks that join teams and take them to the Super Bowl. But those are teams basically that have top two, top three defenses and whatever. We hope to be there. But that's the rarity. And, you know, I see us as a team with an excellent blueprint, great opportunity, terrific direction, but we're in year two of the plan.
In just 1 year, Doug Peterson has changed the culture of the locker room and helped develop the quarterback who will hopefully allow the Eagles to be contenders for a long time. Lurie shares his thoughts on the head coach.
Doug took over a team that had some locker room issues with the previous head coach, lost his starting quarterback 10 days before the start of the season and was asked to use our young third-string quarterback. Had to put together a coaching staff and you know, my personal evaluation of the coaching staff that he put together or inherited but was open to inherit is outstanding. I mean, really outstanding. And that's a huge credit because quarterback analysis, locker room chemistry, and the ability to put together a top-notch coaching staff. Those are three real key ingredients, and I think he aced them all. Yes, there's going to be growing pains with any first-year head coach. We've had that with Andy. We've had it with Chip. We've had it, you know, no matter who it is. I see him as someone who can keep improving, and he's a listener. He's a collaborator, and I think he has terrific relationships with the players, and you know, the future's in front of them, and it's there for the taking.
The Eagles practiced on Thursday, and all 53 players were full participants. That will be key, especially on the defensive side of the ball, as the Redskins boast a big play offense with a number of playmakers led by quarterback Kirk Cousins. The Eagles defense finds out just how good it is right off the bat.
Yeah, it'll be exciting, man. That's what it's all about, man. We're excited to get out there. Just really to hit somebody else and to make it count, you know what I mean? None of these have really counted, and you get kind of a feel during preseason, but, you know, when it's really on the line, how are we going to shape out? So it'll be exciting. It'll be fun. I think we're ready.
Make it hard for them, not make it easy for them. And, you know, some of those games, you know, we made it a little easy for them, not putting too much pressure on them. And, you know, he was able to step back there and, you know. But I think we got a nice little game plan to get things done, and you're going to see a different Eagle team, you know, starting game one.
The NFL season opener is tonight as the Kansas City Chiefs travel to take on the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. LeGarrette Blount helped the Patriots win the trophy last year with a league-best 18 rushing touchdowns. Now he wants to do the same for the Eagles.
We grind every day. We feel like we're going to be a really good team. Mm-hmm. You know, we feel like things are coming together, so we're excited about it. I'm excited about it.
Friday marks the final full day of practice for the Eagles ahead of Sunday's game. We'll have complete coverage featuring head coach Doug Peterson's live press conference at 10:30 a.m. Make sure to also check out Eagles game plan on the app, which has the most comprehensive X's and O's breakdown looking ahead to Sunday's game. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.